Yes. Hold tight.
Yeah.
He said he wants to go through this.
Good afternoon, this is David Evans with Equifax. May I help you?
Hi David, my name is Amy Chu and I work for a company called the Bank of Cardiff. I received your contact information from Wayne Woolley, who is one of our partners at Pawnee Leasing. He gave me your contact because we were actually looking into adding some resources to our credit department, possibly through Equifax, and I was just kind of looking for a point of contact to start the conversation.
Well, that would be me.
Okay, great. I could called yesterday, I think, like the 800 number, and the sales team was already gone for the day, so I just left like an automated message for somebody to reach out, but I'm glad I was able to reach you today.
Absolutely.
Okay, is now a good time? Sure.
Oh, absolutely. And it was Amy, correct? I'm sorry.
No problem.
Momentarily distracted. Your first name was Amy, correct?
Yes, Amy. And my last name is Chu, Chew.
Okay.
And the company
and
I...
Zoom again?
Mm-hmm. Our company is called Commercial Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff. We are a partner with Pawnee Leasing, so whatever deals or transactions we can't get done internally, we outsource to, third parties such as Pawnee or Financial Pacific. And so what our primary line of business here is we work with merchants who are in need of capital for their business, like small business owners. So we can either, go two routes. We either... give them working capital, so unsecured loans just X amount of money for what they need, or we can finance equipment for them through different channels. So with that comes, a lot of background check and, like, a need for verifying their credit and whatnot.
Right.
So what my supervisor was looking for is we wanted to see if Equifax has any kind of system in place to kind of provide credit monitoring for our customer database.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do. Yeah, I have a. So you're wanting us to take a look at your whole portfolio, existing portfolio, and monitor for changes in credit status, those kinds of things like. Inquiries and score migrations and delinquencies and charge-offs and those kinds of things.
Yeah, and
public records like judgments, liens, and bankruptcies.
Yeah, that information is certainly helpful for us as well. Let me tell you a little bit about what our process is like and what we're using currently.
You're going to answer my question that I was going to ask you.
Okay, so for the credit pull side, we use Experian currently, and we have access to their consumer database as well as their business database. What my supervisor was looking for specifically was kind of being able to monitor on the personal side. So if you had a database of all of our customers' social security numbers, we were kind of looking to see if Equifax has like any kind of trigger that would, notify us, our company, if the customer had any credit pulls by any competitors, working capital companies or cash advance companies, other banks. So it's just a trigger kind of monitoring, I think.
Right. Well, this is not truly a trigger monitoring program. It's a business. It's basically it is own the businesses. Now, do you have them businesses listed with a guarantor? Is that
correct.
What you're looking for?
Exactly. Every business or every loan that we do is personally guarantored by somebody in the business with, certain percentage of ownership.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Would the list that you provide us, would it be of the businesses or would it be of just the guarantor?
I think we were looking to see if it would be possible or feasible to do on the list of personal. So it would be list of Social Security numbers rather than like federal tax IDs on the business. Because by the time like a UCC is filed against a business, that means that they've already funded a loan with like another third party. So we're trying to kind of nip it in the bud.
Avoid that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're not doing when you're pulling a credit from Experian, are you pulling it on the business and the individual or just the individual?
Both.
Okay.
But I would say that like the personal credit is kind of always the starting point since all of the loans are personally guaranteed.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you're pulling it on the individual, is it a hard hit on that customer's credit?
From my knowledge, I think that we have the ability to do a soft credit pull so it doesn't show up on consumer's credit report as well as a hard pull. I think we just started the migration or we're set up to start doing soft pulls as of this month. So that's definitely a change for us.
Yeah. Because we have that capability. Ours is a true soft hit. It doesn't come back when you pull it for another time as a hard hit and everything.
Okay.
But that's why I was asking that, Amy. I'm just thinking here. This business activity monitor, I'm not 100% sure, and I'm gonna need to do some investigating if we have. So are you? It sounds like you've got a lot of like David Evans doing business as David Evans Pizza.
So exactly, correct. Okay. So if that's like a sole proprietorship, for example, the DBA would likely be the customer's full legal name or something.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think we could do something for you from that standpoint on this business activity monitor. From that standpoint, and what it does, and I'm going to send you a brochure on it.
Awesome.
As a starting point, I'm going to get your email address here momentarily.
Sure.
And if this is something that you think would be a benefit to you, if it's just on, as long as we've got the business name as well as the principal's name, we should be able to get, in the address, we should be able to get information for you, like what you're seeking. If it's just on the business principal, that makes it a little more difficult. We don't really have a commercial triggering product.
Okay.
On just the individuals, I can get you probably in contact with somebody where they can do a credit monitoring service on those individuals. But it's a little different process than this business activity monitoring. It's a little more expensive, also.
Okay.
And everything. So let's start here with the business activity monitor. You'll have all of my information for future contact, and we'll go from there. May I get your email address, Amy?
Of course. My email address is ACHEW.
Mm-hmm.
So at Bank of Cardiff, so it's BANKOF, and Cardiff is CARDIFF, as in Frank.
Right. OF of Bank of Cardiff, like Bank of Cardiff in England.
Correct. Yeah, so it's HU@bankofcardiff.com.
Okay. Well, let me send you this information, and we'll start talking and see if this is the right path to pursue for you.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So basically, just to recap our conversation, you said that it's more likely to have better results based on, kind of a business standpoint if you're doing the monitoring for the business rather than the individual.
We have unmatched, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we've got unmatched SMB covers specifically for firms $20 million and less in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we think we can provide a better service to you if we have the business name, not just the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. And using like the business activity monitoring tool, does that require us to also like move our you know, credit pull side to Equifax
no,
as well?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay. So it's just a separate offering then?
It's a separate offering, yes, it absolutely is.
Okay.
And it can be as simple as public records like bankruptcies, judgments, liens, score migrations. But if you wanted to get the inquiries, we it would be at the goal level, and that'll be on the brochure. And
okay.
We'll, you know, what it does is we can set it up as email alerts, either on a daily or weekly basis.
Okay.
Now, given your situation of wanting to win the competitions in knocking at the door of your customer,
right?
Probably would want a daily email alert for inquiries.
Yeah.
Bankruptcies always come up daily.
Okay.
We set it up where you can get other information daily, and
gotcha.
Maybe separate information like score changes and things like that might be on a weekly basis, because if you've got a positive score change, you know, they might be expanding their business, and their business may be, you know, they're paying their bills quicker and might give an upsell opportunity and those kinds of things.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I can see a benefit there.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get this information to you, and we'll go forward from there.
All right.
And if we can, you know, and if we can prove ourselves here, maybe we can prove ourselves on your commercial credit pools.
Okay.
We've got some good reports.
All right.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And,
all right.
Appreciate Wayne having you give me a call. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Talk
all
to you later.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.